From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan. Yeah, right?
Man.
This is going to take our usual R-rated show and ratchet it up to NC-17, but there is a study. The top 10 things people have on their sex bucket list.
People get paid for these studies, don't they?
I think they do. We ought to get in the study business. Men have a different top 10 than women. I don't know if that's
shocker.
A big shocker or not.
Not surprised.
You know what? Kitties, close your ears. We're not going to cuss, but there's going to be a lot of innuendo here. Top 10 for women are something that has to do with toys, water, the car. All places where you want to, you know.
Oh, okay.
Role playing. A little light bondage.
Okay.
Blindfolds, handcuffs, flavored stuff. Okay. Having phone sex. And doing a sexy photo shoot. Those are the top 10 for women on their sex bucket list. Now,
okay.
Here's men doing it. No, I'm kidding.
Done.
In a car, in the water, back. That kind.
Oh.
Having a one-night stand. Also using a toy. Having a threesome. Having the phone sex. This one, incorporating food. Really? Making a sex tape. Yeah. And role-playing. These are the top 10. Sex bucket list.
There's a lot of them that are similar.
Similar, but not in the same order. I just wanted to point that out. So... women's number one toy. That should tell you something about
men. So men
about
don't have
men.
Bondage on there.
No, you know what? That's interesting. Yeah. Well, not on the top 10 anyway. Women in a toy, number one. Men in a car. So number one. So there you go. All right. It's time for the news with that.
Do you have a sex bucket list?
Well, yeah, but I don't want to go into it right here because a lot of it does involve food because, you know, food's my thing. Food's my jam.
Basically, what you're saying, it involves tacos and donuts.
Tacos and pizza. And then donuts. Anyway.
Donuts is down on the list?
Yeah, because they're sticky. Anyway, time for the news. Let's get to this.
Okay, well,
shall we?
Should we even go on?
No, we need to go
on. Send your cards and letters. J-Rod.
J-Rod.
Engaged.
Uh-huh. Not surprised.
Not surprised.
Not surprised.
No.
No.
No, it's not an earth-shattering thing.
Mm-mm. No. 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 But congratulations,
but, hey, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
on Saturday, they both posted pictures of the ring.
Okay.
The ring.
The ring.
It's huge.
It's huge, huh?
Of course.
I haven't seen it. I heard somewhere, though, that people want to skate on it. It's that big. That's the joke.
What do you do with a ring that big?
Know.
What gets me is when they have a huge ring and a really tiny little band, and so it just flips around all the time. Just what a waste!
You know that for a fact. I mean,
I
from
do
first
not.
Hand?
I okay. wouldn't know what to do with a diamond if it bit me on the ass.
Okay.
So Alex said she said yes on his post.
Well, I hope so.
Jennifer just put a bunch of heart emojis on hers.
Okay.
Well, did we see this coming? Well, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he gave her a FaceTime with Joanna Gaines for her birthday.
Nothing says loving like Joanna Gaines, I guess.
Queen of shiplap.
Yeah, right.
Come on now.
Right? I couldn't give that as a present. No. I could give a can of Joanna Gaines paint.
You could.
I could. I
yes.
could go buy that down to the Target and bring it home and wrap
it
up.
One of her books.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing says loving like a can of paint. I'm telling you.
Well, but are you going to give her a brush with it?
Yeah, you're darn right I'm going to give her a brush with it. You think I paint? I don't paint.
Yeah, and they bought a fixer-upper together.
They did, yeah. And
on the beach in the boo.
In the boo.
So we talked about this. She bought it. It was her house, but it's evidently their house.
It's going to be their house now.
Yes. This was bound to happen. And also, Ellen DeGeneres has already accepted the position of maid of honor.
Has she now? Good. Good for Ellen.
Probably hasn't been offered to her yet.
No, probably not.
But she's accepted.
But she's. That's good to know. That's good to know.
Apparently, Pete Davidson's over the age difference between him and girlfriend Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Mm.
He even addressed it on SNL Saturday night during the weekend update.
No, did he?
He did.
Yeah.
So have a listen.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? Anything else going on?
No, I don't think so.
Not like a new girlfriend situation at all, Pete?
Oh, yeah. Apparently people have a crazy fascination with our age difference, but it doesn't really bother us. But then again, I'm new to this. So if you have questions about a relationship with a big age difference, just ask Leonardo DiCaprio, Jason Statham, Michael Douglas, Richard Gere, Jeff Goldblum, Scott Disick, Dane Cook, Derek Jeter, Bruce Willis, Harrison Ford, Tommy Lee, Alec Baldwin, Sean Penn, and whoever the president of France is, Mel Gibson, Billy Joel, Mick Jagger, Sylvester Stallone, Eddie Murphy, Kelsey Grammer, Larry King, Rod Stewart, and Donald Trump.
Pete Davidson, everyone.
You're going down, Chad.
Now, if I heard right, though... Yeah. There was no older women in that list.
I think it was all older men.
It was all men with younger women.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, this doesn't apply to him and Kate.
It doesn't. See, he's
still 25 years older.
He was still trying to sidestep it.
I know.
By giving a, podunk list.
Well, he was not being gender specific, except that the podunk list was all older men and much younger women.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's
I was trying to think he mentioned Billy Joel, right? But then I thought. Katie Lee from Food Network. They were married. They were actually married.
Oh.
And he was like not just 20 years older. He was like 30 some odd years older than her. Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. I forgot about
that. And I think about her in that line in the promo on Cooking Channel, you're gonna need sweatpants. Anyway.
She is a cutie though.
Yeah, she is. No, I like her.
Now,
yeah.
Did you watch one of the, because last night I actually watched the whole Duff versus...
Oh, the cake thing?
Whatever his name is.
The Buddy and Duff. I fell
Buddy
asleep.
Buddy and Duff.
I fell asleep.
I actually watched that.
How'd that work out?
I actually watched two of them.
There's two?
No, there was just one, but there's two rounds.
Oh, two rounds.
Yeah, so one of them was at the Peterson Auto Museum. I won't give away any spoilers.
No spoilers.
Anyway, after that, Beating Bobby Flay came on.
Yeah.
And his two friends were Sonny Anderson or Sonny, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
And Jada De Laurentiis. She was wearing a tank top.
I missed it. Dang it.
And I thought, wonder if John Van Camp's watching this.
No, I was.
Anyway,
I
digress.
Anyway.
He could have put in this list, he could have put Demi Moore, you know, for corrupting poor,
that's
innocent,
true.
Young, and impressionable Ashton Kutcher.
That's true. Yeah. She was a cougar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. About the same age, too, I think. Pretty close.
Around that, yeah.
All right, cool. All right, well, we're out of here because it's nap time. National Napping Day.
Jeepers.
Back with you again tomorrow. Have a great day. And, hashtag Halle Berry.
I even forgot there was a time change.
You forgot.
My husband mentioned it on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I didn't remember it until I was at work on Sunday.
You didn't look at your phone?
Well, my phone was right.
Your phone is right.
It changes. And it's all like, right. Wow.
Okie doke. We're out of here. Back tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.